This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Compelling world. It is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen, Ryan Seacrest. What a surprise! He's going to return as the host of American Idol. Wow. Nobody thought that was going to happen, right?
No. Nope.
Nobody thought he wanted the
Spoiler
game.
Spoiler alert.
Shocking. Yeah, right. I guess he's a good kid. Good. Good for him. What do you mean?
The kid part.
You're a good kid.
Is
he's
funny.
40. What is he? 41?
I don't know.
I think he's in his.
Well, yeah. Let's see. Feel like he's older than that, but
no. If he may not even be that, but I think he's
42. All right, everybody, take a guess.
42.
Oh, sorry, I ruined it.
42.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. I just think that kind of work and that kind of focus and that kind of attention deserves support. I think there is a part of me that wishes I were him or the other. The Dick Clark thing I had early on, once I started to have a little bit of success in this business, thought to myself, this would be kind of cool if I could do some television and do a bunch of other things. I do a bunch of other things, but there has never really been any television in the world. And it wasn't like I really sought it. This kid had his mind made up when he was 12 years old what he wanted to do. I thought following Dick Clark, well, the people that I had great regard for growing up as a young broadcaster were Dick Clark, Ed McMahon. The things that they did with their careers were the things that I wanted to do. But I just never, it's funny how things get in your way. The farm got in the way of me doing a lot of television stuff, because I didn't want to be any place except on the farm in the summertime. And in order to do the kind of things that were required to do what Dick Clark has done or what Ed did or what this kid is doing, require you to be focused, laser sharp on the same thing every day, all day. And I've just never accepted that. So this is something that he wants. He's wanted. He loves this life, loves the career, loves being a celebrity. He's a good radio host. He is a good television host. So more power to him. That's the way I look at it.
I think he reminds me, in terms of celebrity, it's kind of like what Cindy Crawford said. She said, I have the perfect amount of fame. I'm famous enough that I can get a table at a restaurant, but I'm not famous enough that people bother me on the street. And they don't, TMZ doesn't follow, you know, and I think Seacrest has the same thing.
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
I don't know anyone who's like a huge Ryan Seacrest fan, like to the point where, you know, you're going to try to find him on the street outside of the studio with Kelly and Ryan. But, you know, people might say hi or maybe take a selfie with him and then that's it. So he has the greatest, I think, level of fame that allows you to still live your life.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. He can get along. People know who he is. It sort of reminds me, there's a movie that Nicolas Cage is in. He plays a weatherman. Have you seen that? It was about 20 years ago or so.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't Nicole Kidman in that, too?
I don't know. I don't remember whether she was or not, to be honest with you. But one of the things that happens to him, when people see him on the street, he's a weather forecaster on television. And people don't like his forecast, so they throw things at him. So when they see him. I don't think that's the case in this circumstance. But one of the things about being on the radio and not being on TV is the ability that you have to come and go. And I, when I was on the radio station here, I was talking about that. The 13 years I spent on the two local radio stations, people knew who I was and still do remember it, but they more know me locally as the farmer. And I like that. I'd rather it be that way, frankly. But everybody has different things that they want to do and accomplish with their lives. And so, as I say, more power to him. Good. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, people still buzzing about the juice, O.J., and his parole. And one of the things that people are focused on, the news media anyway, is how much money he has and how much money he owes. He still hasn't made much of a dent in the $33 million debt to the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. There are a lot of lawyers who are spending a lot of time chasing his money. But because Simpson, you know, we all kind of, we've reflected on him as a do-de-do-de-do, and everybody likes him and yada yada. I think the guy's very smart. He has surrounded himself with a financial team that has been masterful in shielding his assets. So on the surface, he pulls in, what, $250,000 a year in retirement that can't be touched?
Is that his NFL pension?
NFL pension, right.
Right.
Yep. The money is immune from judgments. All the money that he has now is not, you can't get at it. And so the Goldman family spent a lot of time trying to squeeze him. Get it? Squeeze the juice? Get
I was going to say, is that saying coming back now? Don't squeeze the juice?
Yeah, could be.
What about his home? Does he have a home in Florida?
I don't think he has a home. I think the home is in the name of his children.
But
that's
okay.
The way you do it. You know, you cleverly put your assets in everybody else's name.
Right.
And, you know, that's how you live. So it's kind of an up yours, in a manner of speaking. Under the circumstances, there's a quick survey that was done yesterday about the three most recognizable names in the world. One was Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Two, Vladimir Putin. And three, O.J. Simpson.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Crazy? Huh? Isn't it crazy? It's crazy. Ridiculous. Crazy, crazy. All right. Speaking of that, I have a list that's 10 years old. And wait a minute. Before you say, how is this list relevant, Doug? I thought it would be kind of fun to look at this or listen to me go through the list and tell me whether this is a list according to Maxim magazine of the hottest women in America. So, again,
from 10 years ago.
This is 10 years ago.
Okay.
All right? I'm going to go through the list. Give me a yes or a no. All right? There are 20 women on this. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Number 20 is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Used to be.
Used to be. No more. Okay? I don't even know who this woman is. Christina Milian.
Oh, yeah, Christina Milian.
Million.
Used to be.
Yeah. What is,
are
what
we
is
saying
do?
Whether they're still hot or
still
whether
hot
they're
or
relevant?
Are these still, these ladies still hot or
physically
not?
Or their careers hot?
Either or.
Christina Milian was just in that show on Fox, the one with John Stamos. Grandfathered.
Yeah.
She was also on she was a tech correspondent on The Voice for a couple seasons, and I think she has a single out now. So I would say she's lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
Yeah.
And so would you say that about Jennifer Love Hewitt, or she just...
Oh, no, that's cold.
Yeah, she hasn't worked in a long time.
Right, cold.
Men used to love her, though. I always thought she was
kind of ratty.
Oh, I
thought she was fabulous.
But men used to love her.
Wasn't she in that Enrique Iglesias video? What was it, Hero, where he's, like, dying on the ground, and she's, like, bringing him back to life? No, I'm the only one who remembers that? Never mind.
Yeah.
Number 18, Stacey Keibler.
Warm, she was hot? Totally gone now.
Gone. Okay, cool.
Okay. Dancing with the Stars, I think, right? Is that the last time we saw her?
She dated George Clooney, remember?
Did you see the Battle of the Network Stars last night?
Not last night, but
no.
I do like that show.
Whatever it was, yeah. What a bunch of hacks. Oof. Okay, number 17, Christina Aguilera.
Oh, cold.
What? She's still hot. People know who she is, right?
Okay.
Well,
her career is doing okay. I would say not.
Really?
Really,
I think her career is dead.
Okay. Well, she's been on The Voice off and on the last like 5 years. So people still know who she is. People still like her. But
I
give her a lukewarm.
So far, all these people I recognize, except for Christina Milian, whatever.
Milian.
Milian.
All right. Next on the list is Keira Knightley. She's number 16. Warm.
Very lukewarm.
Warm.
very lukewarm, right? I mean, like, almost cold.
Lately. Exactly.
I actually think of the list, she's still working pretty much.
I think she's
so.
The most relevant one. Yeah. She was in the most recent Pirates, wasn't she? The one that just came out, which, I mean, I don't know if that really says anything, but...
Yeah.
Nah. All right, next on the list is Jessica Simpson.
Very cold.
Really?
She has a billion-dollar business from, you know, with her clothing line and everything, but where's she been?
Mm-hmm. All right. This is a list from Maxim magazine 10 years ago, the hottest women at the time.
So this is not about their career. This is about their looks. If it's from Maxim.
Are they still hot or not?
Yeah.
Halle Berry, number 14.
Still hot.
Still hot. Okay.
Yeah, she's still
Beyonce. Number
still
13.
Hot.
Probably hotter, yeah.
Hotter than 10 years ago, yeah.
I'm not a Beyonce fan, but she's still hot.
Yeah. Number 12, Eva Longoria.
Still hot.
Warm-ish.
Yeah.
Pretty
warm.
Natalie Portman, number 11.
Still hot.
10 years ago. Still hot today.
Yeah,
Scarlett Johansson is number 10.
Yeah. Still hot.
She's probably hotter, too.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson is number 9.
She's still relevant.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be even more relevant when she joins The Voice next, so, yeah.
Number 8,
Victoria
Sierra.
Was careful not to say,
say hot. Yeah, I know.
Sierra.
When was the last time Sierra...
Who? Russell Wilson's wife.
Well,
so
that's true.
So she's actually more relevant now than she ever was for her own career, I think.
Number 7, Lindsay Lohan.
Ooh, cold.
She just had that lifestyle website come out, though. Pretty relevant.
Boy.
Number 6. Listen to that. Angelina Jolie. Number 6.
I don't know.
I'm reminded of the old song, when you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not. She never was for me. But
too skinny.
Way too skinny.
She carries a vial of blood around her neck. Like, I don't know.
That was so long ago.
Come on, Jen. Who
doesn't
do
matter?
That? You don't do that? I do that sometimes.
Number
you know.
5, Mariah Carey.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. I don't even know what to say about Mimi.
Jennifer Aniston's number 4.
She still looks great. I just don't know what she's done lately.
I don't get the Jennifer Aniston thing.
I kind of don't get it either, but, yeah.
Number 3, Paris Hilton.
Wow.
Oh, she's been coming back in the news. Her boyfriend's been bringing her back in.
Who's her boyfriend?
I don't know his name, but he's been doing all these public, like, I love you, and it's been getting viral on social media.
Oh, God.
Wow. Number 2 is Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
All right, this is the Maxim list of the hottest
women
around.
She's the dumbest celebrity I ever interviewed.
10 years ago. Number 1 is Shakira.
It's hard. I don't judge women by their looks, so I'm only going by career stuff. But I think she's still pretty hot career-wise. She's got a new album that just came out. On the rest of the world stage, she's huge.
Yeah.
Just in America, she just, isn't that
big. Yeah, would she
big.
Be number 1 this year? Probably not.
No.
I would say out of that list, Beyonce would be number 1, probably.
For sure.
But she's still, she's still.
ScarJo would probably be in the top 5 still.
Yeah. All right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly a relevant conversation about hotness. 20 past the hour on the DJV show.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Hunters, angle. snugglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will.
Oh, goodness gracious, great balls. Five.
Excuse me. Oh, boy. What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, boy.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Rock and roll singer Jerry Lee Lewis has been named the honorary artist of next month's Skyville Live concert series. Guest performances from Chris Stapleton, Leanne Womack. Concert filmed in Nashville on the 24th with an online broadcast following. Episode is still in sort of the planning stages, work in progress. Stapleton and Womack are the only two guests who are supposed to be on the stage, at least at this point. They're honoring Jerry Lee Lewis, but there are going to be more guests. They'll come in to perform.
So many people, I would think, would line up to do a tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. And I'm trying to remember now. Isn't this funny? I don't remember whether he's alive or dead. I think he's dead.
He's alive. He's going to be
he's
there.
Alive? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. But he's got to be in his mid to late 80s anyway, I would guess. Can he still play the piano is the question.
He did something, I feel like, last year. He played with somebody else on TV.
So, Skyville Live.
I have a question. Isn't he the one that was with his cousin?
Yeah, he married his cousin. Yeah.
So, why are we paying tribute to that? That was a 12-year-old girl, and he was like 35.
She was 14. You gotta run.
Oh, okay. That's totally different. 14's way better. Way better than...
He was 35? I thought they were both like kids.
No.
Creepy.
Yeah.
But I love how if somebody can play
very
piano...
He forgets about it.
Yeah, like if they're not like a loser college kid in a fraternity, I mean, you know,
right.
It's like if you can play a piano, we all overlook it.
Everybody, when Chuck Berry died a month or so ago, everybody was talking about what a great guy he was. He was a lech.
Yeah, he was not a great person.
I mean, he was a lech.
Ray Charles wasn't a great person either. No. I mean, you know, a lot of them, yeah.
I understand paying tribute to a guy's musical talent, but to have like Chris Stapleton and Leanne Womack like doing some sort of tribute, it's just, I don't know.
All right, let's keep moving then.
It feels weird.
Joe Walsh has announced the formation of Vets Aid, which is an organization that will fund a variety of veterans-based charities around the country. These charities will provide physical, mental, and emotional care to soldiers. This is great.
I love
not
this.
Great.
Why?
This is great. Well, because the government, who is responsible for these people being in the shape that they're in, completely disavows the need for this sort of thing.
Yeah, but so I love that a private citizen is doing
it's
this.
Wonderful.
I love
but
it.
The fact that it's needed.
Oh, I know. That's you're right.
That's
yeah.
what bothers me.
Yeah.
His dad, Joe Walsh's dad, was a flight instructor who died in Okinawa. And Walsh has assisted a lot of veterans' charities over the years, including visiting Walter Reed down in Washington, where he offered free guitar lessons to wounded veterans.
That's
he said,
sweet.
Quote, "I lost my father when I was a baby before I could even make a memory of him. I stopped counting the number of friends I lost in Vietnam or that came home scarred mentally or physically." And by the way, that's still going on now, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that the needlessness of what's happening to men and women in uniform is just, it's craziness.
Yep.
Anyway, he's also going to have a concert, the first one to support Vets AIDS, with Zach Brown, Gary Clark Jr., Keith Urban, performing September 20th at Eagle Bank Arena in Fairfax, Virginia. He said, "I had to do something, and seeing as though rock and roll seems to be what I do best, it's also the least I could do for those men who have served. I asked my buddies to step up, and I'm grateful that they did. Let's put on a show, raise some dough, celebrate our vets." More performers, again, going to be announced. This will be quite a jam session, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Tickets go on sale today, so that's yep. going to be a great show.
Yep. Thank you for reminding us of that. Victoria, 28 after on DJV.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can dogs and cats, dogs and birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down a new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they're feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog to dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you could bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time. Everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Gurgle our way into another half hour of conversation here. This is the DV. Say it again, I was going to do the DVJ. We'll put Victoria first instead of Jennifer. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, that's controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on travel. We're going to get to the sports news in a matter of moments. If you're going to and from Mexico, planning a vacation there, like Victoria had her honeymoon a couple of weeks ago in Mexico. You quite liked it, too, didn't you, as I recall?
I love Mexico. That was my third trip. I love it.
Yeah, I've never been to any of those places. Anyway, if you're going to fly to Mexico and then come back to the U.S. on a plane, you can expect longer security checks. This is part of the push for extra scrutiny for inbound flights worldwide. So I'm trying to figure this out in juxtaposition to the airline laptop ban that has been lifted for the Middle Eastern countries and the African airports, right? Was this about a month ago? It was announced that there's going to be scrutiny because of the laptops and what might happen. And by the way, the one day, I think in this last week, the feds took one of those computers and armed it with a bomb, and then they went to the boneyard, the plane boneyard in Arizona, and they stuck the computer that they had built in an old plane in the plane junkyard, mm-hmm. and they activated it and blew up the plane. Blew it up, I mean, to smithereens. So what I'm trying to figure out is how all of these pieces fit together. There was a ban because of the concern about portable electronic devices. Then, and it affected 9 airlines, 10 different airports. And so now they're lifting the laptop ban. They have implemented enhanced security screenings. That they're still doing, but they're not going to, you can bring the laptop onto the plane with you now. This affected, so far, 325,000 passengers on this is amazing how many people get on planes and come to this country every day. 2,100 commercial flights every day coming from these. Isn't that amazing? How many people are actually coming here to visit? And you can see from that how it affects tourism and why these people were putting so much pressure on the government to cut this out. But then you deal with the Mexican thing. Are the people in Mexico more dangerous than the Middle East?
Well,
I don't think so.
Well, of course, think about what's happening.
They are. What?
Yeah, the airports certainly are. So here's the deal. There was intelligence that was gathered in that raid that we did in Yemen, you know, how many months ago, where that U.S. military member lost his life.
Yeah.
In that, they found that Al-Qaeda specifically, you know, they like the grander gestures more than ISIS does. They were found a way to build bombs into these laptops. So they had evidence that there were airports in the Middle East that were not doing screening of passengers very well. And so that's why they were not allowed to bring laptops on board from those areas. Now, fast forward to Mexico. And again, I have not done a lot of research on this, but it only makes sense. A lot of terrorists that get into this country actually do it across the Mexican border because it's so porous. And so my guess would be that they probably have some intelligence that people from areas of concern are probably flying to Mexico
because
it's easier and they're not getting scrutinized. And then from Mexico, they take that short flight into the United States. And so I'm sure that's why they feel that they need to tighten
that
security.
This isn't about Mexican people. This is about other.
This is about Mexican. An airport lacks screening at the Mexican airports. Yeah,
and I can tell you, having just gone through Mexican airports, the screening is lacking. I had Adidas sneakers that have a metal toe cap, and it set off the metal detector, and I forgot about them because I had never worn them through security before. And so they didn't make you take your shoes off, and you just walk through, and the guy said, okay, there's something metal. And I said, well, maybe it's my ring, and I couldn't think of it. And then Lewis said, oh, no, it's your sneakers. And I said, oh, right. I said, it's my sneakers. And he just looked down and went, okay, go through. I could have had bombs in my sneakers, and that was it. He just smiled at me and said, okay, go on.
Okay. So let's go one step further with this overview of what's going on in terms of traveling. I'm wondering what this announcement from the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency is going to do to those of us who love Hawaii and who would like to go to Hawaii and spend time. I think this is a wonderful place. I love going to Hawaii.
I love Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday or sometime, I don't remember when it was, but I saw this, and it sort of caught my eye, and then I went back to it again. Because of the ongoing North Korean missile tests, the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency is starting an educational campaign aimed at helping you if you're a resident there. So we got a couple of stations listening to us on the islands in Hawaii, and I wonder what those of you over there are thinking, and those of us who are here who would like to be a visitor want to go over there, but they're now beginning to warn folks who are there that the state is a target of a nuclear missile attack or a potential target from the North Koreans. So I'm thinking about this and wondering whether it's some official who's going too far. Is this practical? Is it plausible? Does it make sense? Because there is growing public concern. The news media, have they been responsible or irresponsible in reporting these things? The government says that, yeah, one of these missiles that was tested does have enough oomph in it to get to Guam, maybe to Hawaii, and that the public now, the state of Hawaii says the public ought to be prepared. There's education connected to it. We do the same thing for hurricanes and tsunamis, that pose a greater risk to the state than any of this kind of stuff. So is there, I suppose three or four different ways of approaching this. Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it fear-mongering? Is it being practical? What do we do about Kim Jong? Is Trump on the right page trying to get rid of this kid? What's the right approach to this? I think this is the kind of stuff. This is the kind of stuff that makes me crazy. Anyway, the fact that this guy can, first of all, get away with scaring people and nobody's doing anything about it. It's the same thing as Al Qaeda and Daesh. Nobody's doing anything, so he just keeps doing what he's doing. Excuse me.
And what's dangerous about this is, there's really not much to do unless you initiate a war, and I don't think anybody who is sane wants to initiate a war with Kim Jong Un. But that's
over there and blow him up. Get rid of.
Well, but the problem is what comes next. I mean, Kim Jong Un is not the only guy over there. I mean, they have a full government structure that is excited about the power they have over the North Korean people. Keep in mind, the North Korean people have no idea what the outside world is like. Yeah. I mean, they're very insulated, and so it's not as easy, I think, as people like to make it seem, but I think I've heard that they're looking at either trying to assassinate and remove Kim Jong-un, or part two of this, the less violent way of doing it, and because the West Coast is at risk. I mean, if you miss with Kim Jong-un, the West Coast is definitely at risk. We know he has missiles that can reach Alaska, can reach even Los Angeles. Hawaii, I think, is worried. San Francisco, of course. But one of the things that they need to do is that President Trump thought he was on the right path with President Xi from China. And President Xi from China said, yes, we're going to help you. We're going to put those sanctions in on North Korea. Well, turns out China was lying, because the economic growth between China and North Korea was 40% in the first quarter of this year. So now the pressure comes back to, if you want to try to tackle this diplomatically, you go to China and you put the fist on their doorstep saying, look, you need to stop providing North Korea with this boost to their economy that's letting them stay in business, essentially.
Yeah, but there was a tech story that we talked about earlier this week, Doug, when you were with your grandson, and it was essentially the Winnie the Pooh thing. Actually, no, Doug, you were there with us. Winnie the Pooh, okay, has been banned from all Chinese social media because he resembles the president of China. The other thing that China also did is you can no longer search for Kim Jong Fatty Fatty, because that, he's protecting Kim Jong-un's image on social media. Now, I don't see how we're going to diplomatically sever the ties between China and North Korea when they even want to protect his image from being made fun of on social media. That's an inextricable link there that I do not think we're going to ever be able to break without a Navy SEALs type solution.
What the solution is, the SEALs go in and pop them off.
I think China thinks we're just a joke at this point. I mean, they're just going to, oh yeah, sure, and be nice, and then they just do whatever they want anyway.
Hmm. Well, certainly it's something we're going to solve. The problem isn't going to be solved here, but I thought it was interesting that Hawaii took that step of the Emergency Management Agency to prepare for any threat to their well-being, whether it be man-made or a natural disaster. That's a statement there for sure. 44 past the hour. All right, ladies, let's get to some sports news. This is important information, very important, Victoria. The Sports Illustrated swimwear line. Is this a line? This is going to be bathing suits that are part of what they promote with their swimsuit edition. Is that right?
Well, the swimsuit edition is arguably the most successful part of Sports Illustrated at this point, since magazines, people don't really read them anymore. So they've decided that they're going to launch a swimwear collection, and it's going to be available in 2018. They're also launching an activewear collection, so sports bras, yoga pants, things like that for women. They say that everything is going to be a huge range of sizes, so they say that there is something for everybody, for every body type, and for they haven't said what the size range will be, but I'm assuming it will also include plus sizes. They'll have 72 styles of swimwear and 44 pieces of the active collection. The funniest part about all this, they're doing a runway show this coming week in Miami for Swim Week, and they held an open casting call, so they've cast 15 models to wear the swimsuits that have been featured on the covers of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues. Now, if anyone has ever looked at any of those covers, those models are pretty much not wearing anything. So I'm not sure what these models on the runway are actually going to be wearing. A whole lot of nothing, I'm guessing. And men will love this, I guess, but I don't really know if they're also going to be. They said they're going to recreate some of those bathing suits as part of the swimwear line. So, again, a whole lot of nothing if you've ever seen Kate Upton in any of those pictures.
Okay.
Too skimpy for my body.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Please.
All right. So, Jennifer,
Dougie.
It appears that the integrity unit of the Tennis Association is investigating 3 Wimbledon matches.
Oh, yeah. This big TIU. I mean, they're like... They even knew this existed. The TIU, the Tennis Integrity Unit, currently investigating 3 Wimbledon matches and 1 French Open match for suspicious betting patterns. Of the Wimbledon matches in question, 2 of them occurred during qualifiers and 1 during the main draw. The TIU flagged these matches, but each alert is evidence of match fixing rather than an outright indictment. The TIU doubled its personnel after a report that BuzzFeed News, always reputable, and BBC investigation jointly published in 2016, which alleged widespread match fixing at tennis' highest level. The report saw a core group of 16 players that were the guiltiest of the fixing, the nerve. It's rare for Wimbledon matches to be flagged, given that match fixing suspicions are more commonly associated with lower rungs of tennis, where events get little attention and involve kind of the fringy players struggling to make a living in the sport. But if Wimbledon has been compromised, higher level play may need to be monitored more closely in the future at all major tournaments.
Well, I didn't even know betting on tennis was a thing.
Those are some really heavy bettors that are betting on.
12 before the hour on the DJV show.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is 3 flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy 1 HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the 6th year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7th, 2017, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our visit with Nick Miles, who is the owner-operator of OurAutoExpert.com, reviewing what cars are good, what cars are not so good, what cars are safe, what cars are not so safe, how to buy a car, what you should be looking for in a car. Do you buy a diesel, for example? That's the focus in a moment with Nick. What's the lane keep assist deal? Can I point my car at a brick wall and not physically step on the brake? What's the story? Andrew Stevens has the latest on car safety features.
Safety is a big priority to determine a car purchase. However, it can be overwhelming to keep track of all the new technology out there. James Bell with Kia Motors gives us an overview of the various safety features available.
We've all heard about autonomous technology, and we know it's going to be part of our future. Lane Keep Assist is a system that monitors your place in the lane and lets you know if it starts to drift out. But not only with a warning, it actually nudges you back into space, keeping you and your passengers safer than ever before.
Kia's Soul, named by U.S. News and World Report, is one of the best cars for seniors, is a practical little car that features strong safety and reliable scores. The Soul, along with Kia's Rio and Forte models, made the list of 2017 KBB's coolest cars under $18,000.
The Forte is available in two body styles, a sedan and a five-door. It has even more room for your friends and your stuff. And Kia is excited to announce that we've won J.D. Power's initial quality study for the second year in a row.
For more information, visit Kia.com.
Here's a scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
All right, Nick Miles is here with his car expert. The emissions recall of the past year for Volkswagen, there are a lot of people who were saying, Nick, that the same issues confront BMW and Mercedes and Rover, anybody that has a diesel engine that was manufactured in England, in Europe. And now Mercedes says they have a problem and they've issued a huge diesel emissions recall. What's the story behind the story, really, here, with the Volkswagens and with these other cars?
Well, it depends who you talk to, my friend, but it really, what it comes down to is diesel does make sense for a fuel for big farm vehicles, for things the size of Land Rovers and Range Rovers, bigger vehicles. But unfortunately, everybody's trying to win the game by getting their emissions down. And in the case of VW, they did it naughtily, and they got caught doing it. So everybody is trying to find ways in making their diesel do better, and the way that they have discovered is putting ammonia spritzer on the exhaust fumes as they come out. Unfortunately, that's expensive. So the truth behind the truth is these guys are trying to push their cars under that bar that has been set by the California government and the U.S. government, and some of them have done it illegally. Now, there's no proof yet that any other company apart from VW has been involved, but they're trying very, very hard to make sure that they get their cars inside that small box created by the U.S. government.
All right, so a friend of mine has a Range Rover with a diesel engine in it, and every 4 months or so, she has to go in and have some liquid put into the system. What you just told me is something I didn't know, that it's an ammonia thing that just drips on to the exhaust manifold, it sounds like. Is that right? Is that what that is?
So, yeah, it sprays across the gases that come out and takes all the particulates out of the gas, so then you get absolutely clean air coming out the back end. The difficulty is that it costs a lot of money if you take it into the dealership to have it put in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those guys who have learned to do it themselves have learned to circumvent the dealer and are doing it for about a tenth of the price.
Yeah, you can just buy the stuff and put it in if you know what you're doing. That's what I say.
Absolutely. It's like anything else. I can do brain surgery if I know what I'm doing.
My daughter and my son both had had Volkswagen diesel station wagons. My son was indignant, and he turned his in and got a gas engine. But my daughter kept hers, got $5,000. They tweaked it, whatever they did, increased the fuel mileage. They were getting about 45 before. Now it's close to 50. I thought it was going to go the other way.
Right. They're good. They're really, really good cars. It's just a real shame that there was an obvious cheating device in them. I don't think it's the end of diesel, but it's probably the end of diesel in passenger cars. But Chevy will have a new diesel Cruze coming this year. But mm-hmm. I love diesel. I hope it does well. But I also like to make sure I don't poison people when I drive past.
that's a very good thing to hope for, Nick. Thank you. Nick Miles, who's an auto expert, his expertise can be found at rautoexpert.com. Here with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.